Oh my god, this is the worst hangover. I feel so funny. What happened? I only had 2 glasses of champagne all night. Nobody loves a sloppy bride. Oh, what a great wedding, though. I can't believe I'm married. I wonder if he's awake. I can't hear him snoring. I'm afraid to open my eyes. Maybe just one eye. On a count of three. 1, 2, 3. Well, okay. Nothing happened there. I'll open the other.
What the fuck?
Where is he? What the fuck? Hey, lady, what are you doing in my bed? How did some naked girl get in my bed? Turn over, I'm talking to... Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Baby? Baby, what happened to you? What do you mean, what happened to me? I'm right here.
Oh my god. You're me.
I'm you. How the fuck should I know what happened? As far as I remember, you and I got married in our bodies. Came up here in our bodies. Got naked in our bodies. Started to fool around in our bodies. And we passed out in our bodies. But now we aren't in our bodies anymore. You're in my body, looking fabulous, by the way. And I'm in yours. Not bad either.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm scratching my balls. Wow, is that my cock? It's really hard. And it really throbs. Does it always do that for you? Here, feel it. Come on, you made me touch it every morning. You've certainly touched it before. Besides, we're married now. Give me your hand. I almost forgot you put me in those handcuffs last night. Well, one hand anyway. We were both exhausted. Okay, give me both hands. No, I'm not going to look for the key. You had it last. Just feel this, and then tell me where the key is. Then I'll get you free. Please? What do you mean you don't want to touch it? You think it's queer? Have you taken a good look at yourself? Wow, you're fucking beautiful, you know that? No, touch it. Please, it hurts. I always thought you were kidding, but it does. Give me your hands. Baby, please, put your hands on my cock.
I said, give me your hands.
There, good girl. Look, you're blushing. Like I did when you said it to me all the time. Don't argue. Just help me with my cock and then let's figure out what's going on. Oh yeah, one hand on my balls. Stroke the shaft with the other one. So fucking good. It's like a huge clit. How do you live with that thing in your pants all day long? Yeah, right there. Wow, that felt different. Like someone grabbed me through the ass and squeezed a tube of toothpaste. Oh, it's still hard. No, don't stop rubbing it. Oh, baby. Baby, can you kiss it? Just a tip. I did it for you. Just kiss it while I try to remember what happened. That's right. No, kiss it like you kiss my mouth. Open with your tongue. Again, not gay. You know how good it is going to feel. Of course, just this once. Take my cock in your mouth and then we'll figure out how to switch back. I promise. Oh, yeah. More. That's right. Slide it in. Purse your lips. My old mouth remembers. Just let it do the work. Bulk. Just like that. Keep going. So. I think I remember now. Don't stop. Keep moving your lips. Remember that old woman who came over to her table? Don't talk, baby. Just blink. That's right. She came over and asked us if we really wanted to stay happily married together. No way. I thought she was on your side of the family. No, my people didn't invite her. And don't try to talk with your mouth full. Oh, fuck. She took a swig from this little bottle, kissed her fingertips, and then touched both of us on the foreheads. That's right. She then gave you, me, that vial and said to read it in the morning. That's it. No, honey, don't stop. I'm almost there. What? No, of course I won't come in your mouth. Fuck. Fuck that bitch. I swallowed it for you. I'm going to come and you're going to eat it like the hungry little cocksucker you are. Oh, God. Now, that was amazing. Stop whining. You did great. I mean, I did better, but not bad for a beginner. What? Yeah, sure. Let's go check your tux pocket. But wait. What am I doing? I don't know. I just felt like I needed to roll onto you. Like you used to roll onto me. Give me your hands. I said, give me your hands. Don't be a bad girl, baby. Don't be a bad girl, baby. Bad boy, bad, whatever. Hands, now. Good girl. What? What's that? You don't want me to? I just want to see what I look like under you every night you tied me up. Wow. I sure look good. You look like a fucking porn star. Remember what I looked like? Now I can see you just the same way. Wrists up, eyes white, wet pussy gapping, tits stretched, nipples itching for. Hold still, baby. I won't hurt you. Oh, you're whimpering. That makes me even harder. Now, hold still and open your legs. What's this? Didn't think I knew you brought all the toys. Ankles white. Just like you told me to every night. You can do this the easy way or the hard way. Good girl. Don't worry, I'm not going to fuck you yet. But if you don't stop protesting, I will gag you. That's a good girl. Let me play with you. I know that pussy better than you do. Oh, you like that, do you? Yeah, move up and down on my fingertip. The vial? Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to get it in a second. Figure all of this out. But goddamn, baby. You're just spread out and this cock is still hard. Oh yeah? You like the way I can slip two fingers in and play with your clit? You used to do this to my clit, but you didn't do it anywhere near this good. That's right. Read it, baby. No, baby, I promise. I just want to kiss that sweet pussy a little bit before I go to get the vial. Here, let me shove a pillow under your ass. Stretch you a bit wider. Holy fuck. No wonder you did this to me all the time. It looks amazing. You want me to kiss that clit first, don't you? You do. I thought so. You want to come? Say please. Say pretty please. Say pretty please with a cherry on top. No. Tell me the truth. Do you love me? You do. Even when I have you like this, all tied up and helpless? You really do? I love you too, baby. Now, let me get the vial. But first, open your mouth. No, no, open your mouth. You did this to me. I want to see what it feels like to do it to you. Open your fucking mouth. Good girl. The gag is so cute. Your body certainly loves it. Your nipples are so hard. I might make you wear it all day. Do you like looking at me, baby? Do you remember what it was like to be a man? Or do you feel the way I feel when I saw you crouching above me? Oh, hell yes. I never realized how good I looked like this. I always thought you were a little sick, you know that? I put up with the kink because I loved you. But now, I see what you saw. You really are beautiful when you're spread and helpless and gagged. I think I have to fuck you before I get the vial. Sorry, you don't mind, do you? I mean, it'll just be this once. Then we can switch back and you can have your revenge, promise. Oh, fuck. That's tight. You're so wet. You do love being fucked, don't you? Oh, stop shaking your head. It was a rhetorical question. Yeah, try to squeeze me out. That just makes it. All the better. Just listen to your pussy and stop being one. Hey, I just thought of something. Have you noticed how you have all my memories as well as your own from before the wedding? Yeah? So you must know I have all of yours as well, right? Oh, that got your attention, didn't it? So you know that I know that you fuck my friend Cherry at the wedding? That you've been fucking her for months? That the two of you plan to keep fucking? Don't deny it. You know I know everything. Just like I know that you had me sign that prenup so if I got difficult, you could throw me out without any of that sweet family money of yours. And that one of the clauses in the prenup is that I would not contest a divorce if I was committed or judged insane. For instance, for claiming that I was in your body and vice versa. But if you have all my memories, you know I always love you. You know how much I wanted to be your wife. How I would do everything and anything you asked because I knew it made you happy. That it had nothing to do with your money. I know you always doubted. Always thought I was a gold digger. But now, you silly, silly former man. You know I was the real thing. I still am. I never wanted your money. I just wanted your big, beautiful cock. And now I have them both. Oh god, you feel so good. I've always liked pussy, but you probably never had cock, have you? You want it slow, or you want it fast? Actually, I didn't give a fuck. You're getting it however gets my cum into your fastest. Oh, baby. I still love you. I do. Did you come? No? Who cares? You might from now on, from time to time. I'm going to tell you a secret. You didn't really make me come as much as you thought. I faked it. You know that now. But I loved you. I still do. And I know my old buddy perfectly well. So from now on, anytime you come, it will be because I intended it. And anytime you go to bed wet and unsatisfied, it will be because I intended it. And either way, you'll make me come and make me happy. But here, I have something else for you. There you go. I know you don't really have vaginal orgasms. So that is really going to drive you nuts for a while. Now I'm going to get up. I'm going to take that vial and flush it down the toilet. Then I'm going to have my family security service pay that old bat a visit. And if she ever sees you coming to ask for help, she's going to run in the opposite direction. Then I'm going to give Cherry a call. Wash up, put on a robe, and I'm going to leave you in this room. Bound and gagged and riding a vibrator like my good little submissive bitch wife. Will I go out and fuck Cherry like the cheap whore she is? Then if I get sick of her, I'm going to come back upstairs, flip you over, and split that beautiful ass open like a peach until the sun comes up. I always wanted to do that to you, and now I won't even have to need a strap on. You will never switch back, baby. You will never be a man again. You will never say no to me again. I am your husband and master. Now and for the rest of our lives, with all of our memories, all of your money, all of your power, I will have both of our bodies under my complete control. And until the day you die, you will be my little slut, my little whore, my little fucktoy, my little cunt, my little submissive cum sponge wife. Just like you expected me to be. I hope it makes you as happy as it makes me, because I love you. I do still love you. And I promise to take care of you. See you in a bit.